Mr. Gali, Reel 26. You were talking about your wound.
When I saw it was a chair, and I knew there was a telephone on the back. Huh? I thought, oh, if I get over, I telephone you, you might call me off the side for a bit of protection. And I thought, like, I'm on the side of where I am, hanging on there. And then I thought the woman coming in, and I said, well, as long as he's there, and one time he's back with the rope, he'll be holding the rope. So I said, hang on there, and all these things are going through your mind, that cry, that preserves you. Even the feeling that you're doing starts to work, and your mind for all this, you're not out. Because I was conscious all the time, you always come aboard, I could take what's in your mind, and let the fly what you see. You were coming down like a black horse, and I thought, you know, I'm only fighting, I'm trying to watch them up. As low down as possible, what's going on, and stay as low as possible, so no way to see him. Because I knew eventually, surely, when I go on. So, I skipped the tent idea, and then he turned around, and I saw his battle move. I came over the world's area, and I said, please, God, don't let him fire, because if he fires, I'm going to everything that comes back the opposite direction. So I don't know how long time I'll be there. The next thing I knew, I heard the thump of feet. A little bit of chatter. Around the corner came three companies. I think it was three companies. They were led with a carrier. I lifted my hand about the mountain ridge, and he pulled up very well. The carrier stopped. The officer, I don't know why he didn't command the people, he didn't worry. I can't think of anything. Turn me over. And he said, oh, I didn't get it right. All right. I couldn't because he pulled the carrier over. The two companies went on. And on the side of the carrier, on two tiers, was a plank aboard the carrier first on. He lifted me off of there. And then, what was the putting on me? They're passing me onto it. And the player reversed back down. Because I thought, if he turns on in the road here, I'm going to be right in the way and call him right now. That's good if they're not in a position like that, in a shape, think about something. But anyway, reverse back down, round the bend. And then that meant I was on the near side, on the hill side. And we were rattled down to the battalion headquarters.
Had the pain started?
Oh, the pain was terrible.
Did that come on immediately you were hit, or did it gradually come on?
I remember, I felt this feeling grow when I got hit. It was like this little jewelry or some pipe, or something like that. It hit me on the chin. You shouldn't do it, and you couldn't do anything about it. And I remember spinning round, simply spinning round, and I just hit the deck. Because I looked for old bullets. When I got to the telly headquarters, Yeah, but looking off the side of the trailer was Smitty Smith. I remember him here. He was really great, but he really took me on to go back. And then I was stupidly telling him why it wasn't possible.
Regimental aid post, was it?
Regimental aid post. And they gave me morphia. And then the pain was beginning to start. I was going to feel it. But when I got the morphia, the pain was down tremendous. And it was a question of pain, pain with the morphia, out again. I'm onto a wicked old armors, and I was in there with three Indians who had been more than normal. And I was trying to relax and try to gather my thoughts together. And the Indians started screaming and screaming. And I thought, God, where am I going to get out of this? Anyway, eventually arrived at Dinapur Hospital. I was taken on a stretcher into Dinapur Hospital. And the stretcher was there. As I said, I still have this one good eye, which I had washed out for the infected. He cleaned me up first at the
RAP.
Crazy old partner. I used to this one, I couldn't see anything else though.
Were you worried that you'd lost that eye?
I began to worry. At first, when it first happened, when I couldn't see at all, I thought I'd been blind. But when I used a skipper to clean this eye out, and I could see that, I realized it was just crazy and good. But this one, I couldn't see it at all. And this part of my face was just like a balloon. Made of there. And took me into the first year course. Came across myself, actually. I expected to get there to have like a bamboo, small bamboo leaves cut. And expected to get there even then. I had a visit from a chaplain who came this would be on the morning. This must have been the next morning.
What date were you hit? What date were you hit? What date were you hit?
Well, it must have been about 6:15 in the morning. The hospital is giving me the wrist of work while I wear because the blood drop of the face. I've cracked the glass. The watch is stopped at the time that I've been hit. I still have my identity. The blood stroke in his conjugal, I've kept that while I've put on the energy. I think it'd be about 6:30. Could have been, I wouldn't go happy with me alone. I think I'd be in the first round of the idea. And I was to learn after, I said previously, the lad that operated the brain room with me when we were on the air for years ago, Frankfurt, that he'd been killed shortly after. And there were a lot more casualties than the actual killed. And the second morning I was there, the chaplain came around. And what was that point? What was it teaching me? I just found him. I remember the chaplain asked for my address, he's giving me a peer group, and he would go. And he wrote a letter to mom and dad that I'm they will let not to worry. I think it could be all right. They got a hold of me and I'll try to get it. And it just gave up. I'll say that thing. A bugle started doing. I thought, that can't be that all right. You can't be there. And the puppy told me that was the morning. The point my dignity, I didn't get any more than being worried. Because there's a lot of raging, you know, for a hospital. But that was the morning, I think it would be either the 5th or the 16th. My old channel table, you very good, you let me know. I don't know if it was a day or a year or not. I remember the interview. I'm not being sweet, you know. You just pulled part in your face together. Later on, what we call a proper surgeon's court, he said, I think the most sweet, you know, the blue guy ever. Because if it pulled it, the eyes was really coming out of the chest, they just pulled it together. And I understand now, like that, I mean, the cousins were thick and heavy. We were killed of going into the operation theater.
And you were put to sleep, were you? You were unconscious during the operation?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It was your left eye that was.
You had your arm out as you went in, a needle was. And you passed out as you were going down on the stretcher, then they came out the other end. I was in Viva for about 3 days. Then I boarded the train, hospital train. We shouldn't know better than normal again. And we went to a place, it's a Beatron of the Italian was. I cannot remember the name. And it was a Greek chemist. It was just being elected, I think, from a college school. I was starting to feel ill after the third year with carbon in to these beds. I think there's a foot list clear on the version that used to come out. And I complained, she asked me what I was all right. I said, I'm in 39. I don't know what it is. And I felt as though, I honestly felt as though I was fading away. She came back and gave me some liquid, which put me off to sleep. Anyhow, the next year, a lad called Sammy Dunn. I felt a little bit better the next morning. Came over, and this is how I know that the actual was there, because he was our company storeman. Asked me if there was anything I wanted. And he brought me butcher over. Because he used to get all the information, he was being wounded, and he would nip over to the hospital, but as I said, the actual was just behind. Brought me butcher over. That's another thing I feel about. One or two bits of things out in the kit that I asked for. And I didn't feel too bad that day. And in the afternoon, I started to feel really grumpy. And got about 6 o'clock at night. And the man in the next bed to me was what I called Ray from Holy Spring, out of there. He gave me a shot through the arm. teaching thinking. So I don't like some of the others. I said, I'm going to get one of the sisters. So we went, brought the sister back, she came back. But she left for the doctor. I had got set the signal. So they whipped me onto the trolley. She said, well, you take me straight to the theatre. Went to theatre. I came back. I had this huge tune. Out, talking with a safety thing on the news. And when I came round, I put Tony there, Murphy there, and she told me, she said, we'll be recording. She said, what happened? I don't think the woman's been played properly. This is what I've and they just started teaching me and getting out of the hospital and then started to go, which is all the time ago, and the Catholics have been going through. And the smell of it was a form. I thought it was just the smell, and they didn't know what they did. And then they were draining all the stuff out of it. Sergeant came on the next morning. He told me what happened. He said, it's going to be green and green and for something. He said, it's going to be that. He said, well, just call me in time. He said, I'm going to start the signal. And I'll run the signal and I'll get it. And I thought he's big. So I said, I don't mean more than big talk. Bloody safety thing, I still got away from it, you know, I said, the safety thing, the cook will be yours. Anyway, drained it off, and we got to come round, and get all the other two, a lot better.
Were they able to straighten your jaw? Had they straightened your jaw?
No, we hadn't done anything to that. Joe, I couldn't eat anything. What I was having was those, couldn't eat. When I was in the trouble, I then went onto a boat, one of these little boats. And I think it was a place called Dungan, we took the team. When I got there, there were 2 days I had there. And I was starting to get on my feet then. But I wasn't allowed in there to look at myself. I was in the side door and cracked a few of them. And then the next thing, I was kicked out again because I made a plastic surgery. Well, plastic surgery can only be done in a kill area. Well, doom, if they're on the plane, it's not a place to operate on. Anyway, it was more like a holding station than any other. The sort of separating the house there. And I was informed I was going to Veronica's, which is a beautiful area. The climate is just like England. So I shipped to Veronica Hospital. One thing I missed out here, I was like coming down on the hospital ceiling on June the 6th, I was in Calcutta. Power station. When the bearers were told us at the second front of the yard, and that was where I learned about the second front. And I was to be informed a few weeks later that my brother-in-law had been wounded on the second front. But that's where I learned the second front started. So when they landed it, and it's a beautiful spot, the hospital there. Balloon sitting in the tree round about, on the veranda. You could see Mount Everest, at least you could see the top on the tree there. Up the side was kitchen in there. It was a beautiful area. Just a short and I was in bed next to Sergeant King of the Royal Express, who had won the DCM for the Royal Express at the same time as Farman won the VC. So we were in good cooking. The next day to him on the wedding day, I had a WhatsApp with him. So he had to look me there, which is what I've seen there. There, they did, they told me about it being stitched by a few away because it was a decent hospital. Then the patch, the inside of my mouth, well, I didn't know that, I didn't say that. My jaw had been moved a little bit, but still nothing to be doing with it. And the inside of the woman started to patch my face up a little bit. The funny thing about it was the operation I had there, when I came around, I just did this white white thing. And of course he used chloroform. And we're lying on these sort of kettle things. And a bloke comes in with a hose pipe and just hoses out underneath. I said, you know, the effects, the sickness of the curse performed. There's no recovery wards, anything like that. It was just a whitewashed outhouse that we were shoving into after the operation. The English horse pipe, not the Royal Army Medical Corps, just horse pipe the whole floor out. That was the recovery room. We shoved back into the wall after that. And I've saved the powers of running it for a good few weeks.
What are you saying that you'd done something with your face? What was the technique that they'd used?
I mentioned this packing. I put this packing in the inside of my mouth. Evidently, through the tube one, I just forget the name of it now. Use a bit of a hole and put this packing up underneath. And it still hadn't done anything. The jaw was still out of alignment. And they kept me there and just said to me one morning, just come along to the medical room. We'll put some packing inside your mouth. We're going to take it out. Well, if you've ever been through hell, this is the sort of hell you've got to start. I sat on his chair and his doctor came in, put a little pile of forceps or something inside my mouth, got a hold of this cloth, this linen, and started pulling the first 2 or 3 feet, no bother. And then you would think, he was pulling the bloody top off my head, is it? I'll hang on the chair, and all he had a hold of one arm, and all one had a hold of another. And he said, this is going to hurt. I said, it's bloody hurting now, you know? As best I could, sank. I have never felt such agony in my life. Which you might say, he spent the 2 days still, and I wouldn't mention it. So they removed all this packing, and when I looked at the strip, I couldn't believe how much it had been inside me. You know, there was a pile on the floor, and you just see the crown of my head was being pulled through. So I left there and went to Pune, BNH, British General, British General Hospital, for Pune, which is the largest hospital there is.
What date would this be?
Oh, I couldn't exactly tell you that date. I know I was about a year in hospital, more or less. Well, was in Ward 6. Sorry, how long was your hospital? I became the longest established resident in the ward. And it's a major stroke, plastic surgeon, said, right, we think the wound outside and inside is enough for us to start on the job. So what we are going to do is wear the top, fully dry the position, fasten it with wires, that's like 8 to 2 feather in a loop, and then you say we'll fasten the top loop to the bottom loop, to the cross wire, and pull it back into position. And it said, each morning we'll take you in for the surgery, and we will tighten the wires and expect to pull your jaw drag like a traction to pull your jaw back into position. So I said, I expect you're going to knock me out. Well, he said, have you put the initial wires in where you are? And he said, no. He said, well, we're going to give you a local. That was it. But I put the wiring in at me. Well, I said, why are you at it? Sir, I have a bad tooth which has troubled me ever since COVID, and he said, let me have a look at that. I said, no, I should say it. I said, will you pull it back? Well, I'm on the local. He said, well, I just as well to ask, because we give you all the sort of loose, you know. He said, we'll do that. So he took me down to the theater, put all this wiring on the loops. And each morning, he said, what they do, he said, I'll leave a little gap. Took the chest at the bottom, I had this little gap at the side, and it's one at the top, one at the bottom. And it enabled me to break a little bit of fruit cake or something and chew it through, because I was eating nothing. I couldn't go to the toilet. All I was having was drinks through it. My weight had gone down. I was about 6.5 or 7 stone. And every morning I went into that surgery and sat on the chair. And he would come with his pliers. And it was 5 minutes of agony. He would twist the wire and put his tension on the wires and tighten them up and keep pulling me up. And this chappy lady is tremendous, tremendous person, a tremendous journey. And he helped me to bear the pain. You understand, there was nothing bullish about him or anything. He helped me on that. Twist these wires and along it would come.
Do you remember his name?
Major Snowden. Royal Army Medical Corps, I always remember his name. So, more or less what I was doing then was just wandering about, and I was entertained one night at the sergeant's mess by the Royal Artillery Regiment, which was stationed in Hedden, and they'd just come out. And of course, my father had told him that I was in going to hospital. When he wrote them, because I wrote to him and told him where I was at. And he took me for a birthday party. I couldn't eat anything, but I managed a little bottle of drink through the straw. And I had a good night at the sergeant's mess. And I used to run raffles. We used to win them ourselves. And I was only 8 to 30 years old. We got paid a little bit for wages. But, then came the day when Major Jordan came around and he said, well, this is the morning, Sergeant, I'm going to take them off, the wires. I kept asking him, you know, when am I going to go off? He said, I'm going to cut them this morning. We went into the surgery and started cutting the wire. It lasted not long. It wasn't which is more or less like having dental treatment, just putting the wires, very fine wires that we between each tooth and cut them.